Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And look, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came unto the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest of a man that was a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Look, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore it him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and came unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, you good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, have you authority over 10 cities? And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be you also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, look, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up what you have not laid down, and reap what you did not sow. And he said unto him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping what I did not sow. Wherefore, then, gave not you my money unto the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with interest? And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one that has shall be given, and for him that has not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring here, and kill them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he had come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go you into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you will find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him here. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus you shall say unto him, Because the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose you the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he had come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, At least in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you, that your enemies shall cast a trench about you, and compass you around, and keep you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground, and your children within you. And they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him.